Good morning. We are in Hilchis Ritzeach. We are in Hilchis Ritzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. And I want to discuss the halachas of Egla Arufa. Now, Egla Arufa, just to give an introduction, there are two parties involved in the mitzvah of Egla Arufa, and there are many different parts to the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. And we're going to divide them up into two, mainly. The Medida, in other words, what happens? A body is found in the middle of the way, and obviously the case is that this person was killed. The question is, what happens? Now, obviously, we're not talking about the criminal investigation. We're talking about which of the cities carry the burden of possibly kapara or whatever else they have to do. So in order to establish that, there is a process called medida, which is measuring, and there is a process called egla rufa, the actual taking the egla and the process that goes along with it, larif the egla rufa, and take it to the special place, and what happens afterwards, and all those halachas. So let's read the Rama. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Harug shenimtza noifel baaretz. V'lo noida mihi kol. Person was found dead. I don't know who killed him. So what's the halacha? Now here the Rambam is unique, different than everybody, as we'll see. Matter of fact, different even than what we find in Chazal. Don't touch him. The Yitzin Chamisha Zakenim, the Bezdin HaGodel Shavishalayim, five members of the Bezdin HaGodel Shavishalayim, they go out, as it says, a pasuk, he brings the pasuk. Umaydidin Mimenu Elah Horim Shasviva Sachal. They count, they measure from him to the cities surrounding. So afilanimtsa b'tzad ir zu shadavi du b'vada she'akrei mitzvah limt. There's a mitzvah to measure. Now, that's halacha alf. Halacha beis. Ach Hashem leidim v'neida ha'ir akriva. Kaivin es ha'negim keimai v'chayz zikni shalayim keimam. They go back. They bury him. And then the Zikni Shalayim go back. Then Bezin Shaloi Seir, Mevi'in Eglas Bokor, they bring the egg, Meridna Yisrael Nachas, Roshet Chazokim, Zeh Eis and Amar Vatar. Now, the rest of the Perek deals with the Medida, all kinds of halachas. Next Perek deals with the bringing, the process of what the Zikni Ha'ir have to do. Now, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Prote HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Medida. When he wanted to define the mitzvah of Egla Arufa, it is Larif Es HaEgla, to kill the Egla in the way that it has to be. Okay. So there seems to be some disconnect between what he writes here and what he writes there. Now, there's one more halacha just. In halacha gimel, he says, I'm sorry, not, it's two separate halachas. Halacha gimel, he talks about the arifa and the atlant. He goes through the description and what they have to do and the chaper lamchi Yisrael and everything. Okay, so if we're only know minyan hamitzvahs, somebody would ask us, what is the mitzvah over here? I would tell you, larifas egel, is to kill the egel. In here, in Hilchas Vitzayach, the focus seems to be that the mitzvah is not larif, but the mitzvah is to the mitzvah is to the mitzvah is to measure. That's the main point. And doesn't talk about arifa to halacha gimel. And also, as we said, he divides up the two prakim, ektes, perak yud, in different halachas. The word mitzvah appears only one time on the measuring. Mitzvah limdet, mitzvah. Okay, now here's the Rambam says, you leave him in his place, right? And then Bezin comes, measures, and buries him. Now, and he says Bezin comes and measures him, buries him, so obviously you leave him in his place. Then he writes, after you measure, and we know which city is closest, then you bury him. And then the Dayanim from Yerushalayim return. And this is a Gemara in Seita. And it says that the Niftar Zikne Yerushalayim Beholchulan, they go back, and the Zikne Ir, Mevin Eglas Bakar. So Rashi says, why? Why do they stay for the whole process? Because their job is only one thing, limdet. Umadadu. That's what they come for. They come to measure. So the question is, why does the Rambam then tell us kovrinasa nerag bim kaimai? They should go back. That's it. They measure and go back. Obviously, we'll take care of the kvura. And to say that they didn't go back because of Kavod HaMeis, that's not Hilchus Egel Arufa. Kavod HaMeis belongs somewhere else. And it's talked about somewhere in a lot of places. And that's all technical issues, but let's not talk practical, halachic issues. Nishalmi in Seita, in the Tisefta, says, Keitzat HaYoyis. Very different than the Rama. Shluchei Bezn Yoytzen. Faket, right away. Shluchei Bezn went, Umalaktin es simana, umaychrenaisa, meaning muchrenaisa. They gather, I guess you never see a crime scene with pictures being taken. I don't know if there were pictures in those days. And they note the simanum of the mace, so they'll be able to identifying simanum. So they get to recognize him, and then they bury him, and mitzayin and al kivrei. So why? And they, in other words, they make a note of where he's buried and bury him right there. And so that the people from the Lishchas HaGozes, the Bezin HaGodl, should come and measure. So the Karban Eidah says, listen to this. If a harug is found, Keitzad Oisin, Shluchei Bezin Yeitzin, V'neit L'simonim, Leid Amiyo HaHarug, they take note of any identifying in indications of this person. Kedei lahatishte. That's the dude. So his wife should be able to get married. And then they bury him. Bimekayme, right where he was killed. The mes mitzvah kayne mekayme, because he's a mes mitzvah. The mes mitzvah is supposed to be buried right where you find him. Umitzayin in al-kivrei, and you make some kind of a indication so people shouldn't get tummy. And he says, a similar helchid, actually, I'm makim tumah. And then they made another simon that you should know exactly where they should start the medida, because the medida starts from certain parts of the body. Now, therefore, comes along the Maraponim in the Yerushalmi and asks on the Rambam. The Rambam has a opposite type of play, understanding of what's going on here. Rambam says, that you bury the Ne'erag with the Bez Nagodl, and you let him sit there. And he asks a question on an appella that the Kesa Mishnah never said anything about this. What's going on there? The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Kuf Lamed, asks also from the Tesefta, this Tesefta, he adds, he has another kasha. It could come out that the Chas V'Sholem, this person will lay there for it could be a couple of days, and could be even weeks till the Bez Nagod Shri Lan comes. They have to go notify them. I mean, there was no text, there was no communication. They have to notify them, and then they have to come. Okay, he doesn't say it, but it's a busy mace, he got some great busy mace. And then he asks, why doesn't he pass him that way? And we don't find Bavli arguing on that. Although I'm not sure. I could have read into Bavli that he is arguing, and that's what I believe he did. The Rambam writes, Acha shemaydne v'neidah hir akreva. Well, obviously, that's the whole purpose. So what do we have to... He wrote already why maydne, because we have to know which city he came from. And he should have just said, Acha shemaydne v'neidah hir akreva. And v'chayzer. The chinuch emits a tafkuf lamed. Seems to note a couple of things. He writes that the mitzvah of putting him, taking care of him, and doing everything, chayuv al azchorim, v'yese al g'day le'ir, l'akuzik ne'ir, it says, v'yese k'nechash atecha, azik yishalayim l'medaber, because that's the medita. So it comes like this, that the five zikhenim from Yishalayim measure, v'aleyem mitzvahs ha'medida, so he divides it into two sets of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of medida, there's a mitzvah of egla. One belongs to Zikne Yishalayim, one belongs to the people. So, he himself says himself. He starts off the mitzvah that rifas egla, and doesn't later talks about medida. Why didn't he mention medida if he says mitzvah's medida? So I think what the chinuch is struggling with and explaining is that there are two bodies to this mitzvah: the medida body, which belongs to Bez Nagod Shir Yerushalayim, and the egla rufa body. So something is the main mitzvah, obviously. The other thing is the tefillah, is what branches out of the main mitzvah. So therefore, he believes that the main mitzvah here is arifas ha'egla b'nacha, and that's the mitzvah for the ziknei ir, the scharim. The medida, according to the chinuch, even he calls it a mitzvah, is a hachana l'mitzvah. It's the what brings about, you know, it's needed in order to get to the real mitzvah. In order to do the egla rufi, you have to know who's the responsible. So that's the job of the Bez Nagod Shri Shalom, to create the responsibility. So it's only a hachon hagdomah to the mitzvah. I think the Rambam in Hilchus Ritzeach is mechadish, that medida is not hachona and hagdoma to bring a kohen, but the medida is the mitzvah. Medida is what it's about. Arifas ha'egla is the result once you've had this mitzvah in place. And that's why the Lashon mitzvah is written on medida, the main halachas in Perek Tes on medida, and about the mace, and then there's the dinim of egla rufa. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. Why? What? But I want to just... The first thing is that when you see the lashon of Bavli, of the Gemara and Seita, that we started off with, in the Gemara and Seita, The Gemara says, right, where's the Lashon? Gemara Saita uses the Lashon, gotta find it. Gemara Saita uses the Lashon that Bezin measures and they leave, right? Bezin measures and then they leave. So the Gemara says, yeah, Niftru Zik and Shava Halchulam. So this is it, right? Niftru Zikni Yishlaim Bahol Chulahem. And he says, Achashim, he says, Niftru Zikni Yishlaim Bahol Chulahem, Zikni Yishlaim Bahol Chulahem, Zikni Yishlaim Bahol Chulahem. So Rashi goes through the modern, but the word is, that doesn't sound like they're the ones that do everything. They come and then the Zikni here get involved. Whereas the Chinuch seems that the Zikni here got involved. Or the Yishalmi, the Ziknei got involved first. I also want to stress another thing. The Gemara in Saita, Daf Memhei, Gemara says that only the Ziknei Yerushalayim can come and not their Shluchim. They can't send agents, they can't say Shluchim. Now, there's a Tesei Vomis Kufal from Beis that wants to say that this is one of the places that you cannot, he asks the question, there's places where you can have shlichus, by yibum, by other things. So he says, why don't you learn out that shlucha shlodim is not kamaisa? So he says that there's kamo ksuvim aboim ke'echot. And one of them, he says, is egla rufa, that you can't have shlichus. And then he says, menachis, there's some achiyod, shluchay, and afaris and darim. According to one opinion. So Chayat Tesis understands that when we say hen v'loy shluchei hen, it's like anywhere else, like yibum, smicha, faras nadar. It's a din, it's being the battle, the din of shlichus. So he wants to know the Karen Meir, is Meir, why the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha of hen v'loy shluchim? So, Beis Odei Soloveitchik wants to say, and the Zushim is sure, then it's a double pashut. Because yeah, they have to do it. Oh, what's a pashut? Maybe they send shluchim. He says, a mitzvah shebegufam. Perhaps the Rambam doesn't learn that hen v'le shluchehen is memayit shlichus. It's not coming to mind. And he wouldn't agree with Taisus that it's one of the places where you say, that this would be one of the psukim. You have enough without it. Henu Lishlechayim is not saying that. Henu Lishlechayim is that you need bezin. This is a din in bezin. And it's a bezin-dik act. Bezin-dik act can be done through shluchim. It's a nice bezin. Yeah, Bezin wants to do a certain thing, you know, Bezin wants to carry out their psak. This is their psak. This is the psak Bezin. Bezin can't pass him through a shlich. Bezin has to do it. It's like a psak Bezin. Another mitzvah shebegufam. This act is an act of Bezin. Just like any psak Bezin. Bezin is going to relegate the psak and say, you know, we're going to leave it over to this guy, whatever he says, he's going to be our shlich to pass him. He can't be our shlich to pass him. He can be a shlich to carry out the psak. Here, this is the Bezin psak, sort of like a psak Bezin. So the Rambam holds it's not shaykh to say that others go and bury him and this is a Bezindic act. So if the shluchei here would bury him. And they would make markers, and they would do that. They're part of the Medida. No, Medida belongs to Bezin HaGadol. They can't do nothing. Nobody can touch her. They gotta do everything because they gotta take care of her. If they will make markers, they're part of the Medida. Medida is an act of Beznagodl. It's a psak of Beznagodl. They can't touch. They can't be the ones deciding where to mark from, where to decide from. It's not that. They can't be involved. You can go a step further and say that the Rambam holds that the Medida itself is not only Medida. It's the tipul taking care of the chol. That whole process of taking care of the chol belongs to the Bez Nagod. That's what happens. And it's a klal Yisrael thing, and it belongs to the Bez Nagod. And that's why he says, don't touch him. It's all there. This is everything has to be done here by a unique group of people. And the whole tipul is shaykh to Bez Nagod. And therefore they bury him. They're the ones that bury him. They're the ones that make sure he gets buried. It has to be done with them. Because this is all the tipul that'll answer maybe the Mechanech's question. It can be weeks, yeah, but it's covered on ace. It's the ultimate covered on ace. That Bez Nagodl is involved in it, is taken care of. Him. And that's why when he says, Chazen Zikin Shlaim came in, and they bury him because that's all part of this taking care of the dead person. Now, the Rambam could be sees it different than the Chinuch. The Rambam, the mitzvah is to take care of this haruk. Once you take care of the haruk, now there's a kapara aspect. Go get a kapara. And that belongs to the city. In other words, the kapara aspect doesn't even come into being. That's why when Rambam writes the mitzvah is medida. Once you know the medida, then you go right. I want to note that the Rambam seems to stress that the main purpose of the Egla Rufa, the whole tumu we make with the Egla Rufa, is that people should find out and therefore be able to find the person who did it. And the Ibn Ezra says differently. They focus on the Ramban. They focus more on the kapara aspect. So it could be that I'm not shul that it's a kapara. It can't be. It's a pasuk says it's a kapara. But he also says it's a separate point. That's like it's mitzdayif from the Englar Ruva. The Ruva is a public manifestation that'll cause people to come forth, and it'll cause be able to find the haruk, the hirik. So, if that's the process is bringing down the meznagodl, that's all, and taking care of the hirik, the haruk, that's all part of the pirsum. And maybe that's the akimitzah. And the fact that there's a kapara, that's like a tafel to the mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Okay, that's just a side point, but I think it seems pretty clear that according to the Rambam, Dida is the mitzvah. That's the key to the mitzvah. That is the key to the mitzvah. Yeah.
Recording stopped.